Good morning. Yes, now it's recording. I just have to take the recorder on. Welcome to Josephine County Board of Commissioners, Tuesday, December 6, 2016, 9 a.m., general discussion. we've had an addition to the agenda since this was published. That is the animal. I'm sorry. I was looking at the one on my computer, and so I had thought I had to make that statement. But no, it's been added. My mistake. I was looking at the old agenda. My apologies. Okay, fire standards. Jenny. Mine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. We got this memo yesterday, and I went over and talked to Wally about it. And then this morning, Jenny went over and talked to him. So I'll just have Jenny address this item in regards to number four. Because EMS, Emergency Medical Services, is lowercase letters in that, meaning any emergency service is medical. But because under state law there is a certain definition to EMS, they thought they needed to remove that. So I want to let Jenny address what the resolution is.
You say they thought, you mean legal.
Mm-hmm. So Jenny's going to address how that affects or not. So, Jenny.
After speaking with Wally, it doesn't appear that it really affects any EMS services provided within Josephine County, whether we note it in the standards or not, in that if anyone connected with a fire service or not attempted to provide EMT or hire services without following proper licensure and having a supervising physician, that would be addressed by the Oregon Health Authority. So it isn't something.
No, we need to leave the door open, ma'am.
Yeah, we have to leave the door open. It's required.
It isn't something that we need to necessarily address here because it is addressed elsewhere in Oregon law.
So it doesn't have to be there.
I have no question.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, I assume that question had been properly pondered and thought about and vetted before it was ever written down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, EMS has a very definitive, in fact, entire section of statutes on EMS. And they are overseen by the Oregon Health Authority, so whether it's there or not, we wouldn't be the jurisdiction to sanction anyway. So,
right.
And I think the clarification on lowercase emergency medical services, too, is the important thing. So. Mm-hmm. And I was noted in here in the standards.
Yes. Yeah.
So we can move on that. And
please.
All right.
Are there any other concerns that you have or that we need to be made aware of?
Not regarding the ordinance.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And you're still working on the Fire Standards Committee?
So my understanding was that we would discuss that today.
Yes.
I have actually two different suggestions regarding the number of members on the board, and I do have one additional word that I would like to add regarding the members of the general public. But I'd also really like your thoughts, because ultimately this board advises you on the implementation of those fire standards. So
have you already talked to Commissioner Heck about it?
I had, and you were the one initially that suggested that we follow the way that the EMS board is structured.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really formed the basis for the membership.
Okay.
And then Commissioner Heck and I had further discussion about that membership.
Okay.
In all but the case of the 911 center, I specifically had conversation with those other agencies to ask if they were interested in being on the board, if they felt that was appropriate, and they all said yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was fine.
Okay. So have you redrafted the committee information to go to legal for an order?
I have not, because I had two different suggestions for how we expanded the board, and I wanted to ask about the addition of the word. So my first suggestion would be to actually have two members representing either the Josephine County Fire Defense Board, which is Public Fire Service, or to have one representing municipal public fire service and the other representing a rural fire protection district.
But what do you think would be the best structure?
I think probably two members representing the Josephine County Fire Defense Board, and then depending on the makeup and, you know, everything going on at the time, that Fire Defense Board could select two representatives.
Because it has people from all of those jurisdictions anyway.
Correct. Yes, all public fire service is represented on the Josephine County Fire Defense Board.
Okay. Is that okay?
Good resolution.
Okay. I think that would help. I think that addresses our issue in regards to odd number.
Sure. And being that it is a fire service advisory board, having more weight to fire experts seems logical.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, to me, that's and we talked about this when we were talking, putting some stuff together. This is the last thing that needs to have well-meaning individuals involved. It has to have people involved that know the business and know what is involved in fighting fires and what's operating fire districts and fire departments and that kind of stuff. And, and that there are several, and there are going to be, what, two advisory as from that, outside that curtain anyway.
Yes.
This is not a legislative acting committee. This is an advisory committee.
Yeah.
So it just, to me, that's what the commissioners need is knowledgeable advisory input.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this committee, the way it is structured, with the addition of one extra, that's fine. I think that it represents that goal perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only other change I had was on item number 7. Which is the members representing the general public who live in the unprotected area and have a subscription with a private provider, but have no ties past or present, and it currently reads, to the fire service, meaning no family members employed. I'd like to actually insert the word local fire service. If someone has a cousin who works in San Diego as a firefighter, I don't think that would create a prejudice. What we're really trying to avoid here is someone who either has someone employed by or a financial interest in either one of the private companies or in a public fire service. Because if there is friction between public and private, we don't want that member to be unduly influenced or prejudiced because of a bias in their personal life. We're really wanting someone who can objectively be a subscription holder, a consumer of that service.
And that goes in, you see this. Okay. I agree to that.
A subscription with a local private provider.
Yeah, right. The end of that sentence, a local.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You done good.
We.
Okay.
This is we.
All right. So we shall okay her to go ahead to go to legal and get this into an order form.
Yes.
And this order would have to be approved either right after the ordinance. It can be the same day. That it would have to be after the ordinance is approved. Okay?
I see.
Mm-hmm. So they know that date. I can't recall it, but they know that date.
The second reading is the 21st.
Okay, so that would have to be the same day.
Okay.
Because the second reading would be second reading and adoption, and then this could be adopted afterwards.
Okay.
In that order. Okay?
The ordinance doesn't go into effect for what, 90 days? 90 days. So if you want the fire board...
Well, the way the order could be written is that the order could be written establishing the board upon the implementation of the ordinance. Because sometimes you have ordinances that actually have board structures in them, and we're not doing it. We've done it separately. So we can approve the order to be effective upon the effective date of the ordinance, which is 90 days. Which will be about March 19th.
Does that allow us to begin soliciting interest from the public or others prior to that 90 days?
need to solicit interest with
that. To
that's
actually
a legal, that's a legal question.
Okay.
That's a legal question. Okay. Because the reason for the 90 days in our charter, the city's not the same. I think this isn't the city 30 days or 2 weeks or something. We're 90 days. And the whole reason is in case there's some issue as far as referral or whatever. So to go ahead and start soliciting for something that's not effective, I don't think we can do it, but get a legal opinion on that one.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate your work. All right. December 21st is the second reading. First reading is
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Animal shelter, which is the 7th. Animal shelter levy. All right. We had our discussion in regards to this animal shelter levy, I think some time ago, but did you get a copy of the letter from the
board? If I did, I don't have it with me.
The board, okay. That is from the advisory committee, the Animal Shelter Advisory Committee. This is for a renewal of the existing levy for the same amount, the same purposes, only it's a renewal for 5 years instead of a 3 year. And the advisory committee prepared this recommendation and brought it in to us to have our approval for putting this on the ballot for May, the May election.
I mean, I don't have any problem with it, obviously, but number three is, I don't know how we're supposed to implement that.
It says that we not, as a board, combine it with another levy. I think the request for that was because there were rumors abounding that the animal control levy was going to be combined with some kind of public safety at the time this was written.
But if there is a citizens-generated levy, and that...
If there's a citizens-generated one, it would not be a combination.
Okay, well, as long as you is defined as the Board of Commissioners.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the board not combine it with something in the same measure.
Yeah. No, I don't have any problem. Just for clarity, just to delineate that out, that the Board of County Commissioners does not combine the animal shelter to where.
Not just you, but the BCC.
Right.
Okay, so shall we give them the go ahead to work with legal to prepare? We have to sign an order, don't we?
We have to sign an order on this, don't we?
I think we do. Okay.
No, I don't have any problem with them. And they've done all the heavy lifting
mm-hmm.
on it. Anyways, they're going to do all the heavy lifting on it. Anyway.
Yeah, they did before. They will again.
I don't want to get in that way of lifting.
Do you have any questions? We have some of them here.
Yeah. No, you have all the hard work ahead of
you. Heavy lifting?
Yeah, you've got all the hard work ahead of you, so.
Okay.
And this is just simply saying, yeah, go lift.
Okay. Okay, go lift.
Well, this is for you to put it on the ballot, not for us to get...
Right, but you need to talk to legal in regards to getting the appropriate language and appropriate order to do that.
And we can recommend it and all that. When I say heavy lifting, you still got to rally the people to vote for it.
Absolutely.
That's that kind of thing. That's where the heavy lifting comes into play.
Last time you did it with an initiative, but this time you still need to work with legal to get the correct language and to meet the deadlines and to be able to get it into the clerk. And I think the language still has to be approved by Ryan up at the district attorney's office. So we'll go ahead and notify legal that you'll be getting in touch with them. Okay? Is that okay?
Yes, by the way.
All right. Let the record show that we are going to do that. All right. We'll do that.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No,
any
ma'am.
Any business? Anything else? You mean it's that easy?
Yeah. Don't look at gift cards in the mail.
Okay. All right. Very good. And tomorrow, what time? The BCC meeting tomorrow is 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 9 o'clock. All right, we'll be there at 9 o'clock. We are adjourned at 9:15.